More than 4,000 police officers cordoned off central Athens today as German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble made his first visit to Greece for a meeting with Greek leaders. The visit came after Parliament agreed overnight to more austerity measures. In Athens, John Carr reports.
All motor vehicles were banned from an area of a few square kilometres while police snipers patrolled the roof of the Parliament building. The wheelchair-bound Schäuble has gained an iconic status as the classic hard-hearted German responsible for Greece's economic woes, and consequently, he's the man the local media love to hate. Schäuble arrived just hours after the Parliament here in Athens endorsed a wide-ranging economic and administrative reform program that will sack or reassign at least 15,000 civil servants over the next 2 years. This is in order to get the latest bailout installment of 8.1 billion euros, the latest in a total package of 240 billion set to run out at the end of next year. Schäuble himself was conciliatory to his Greek hosts, telling a Greek-German business audience that Germany intends to invest in clean energy projects, but as long as Greece continues on the austerity road. Neither he nor Prime Minister Samaras wants to give the impression of a whip being cracked, but nonetheless, that's just what a lot of Greeks have been hearing. Last night's parliamentary vote on the administrative reform bill was close. It passed by a majority of just 3 in the 300-seat chamber, as Samaras' coalition of conservatives and socialists strong-armed their deputies to keep them in line. The opposition, far left and far right, joined forces to slam what they call the government's meek submission to German control. So as the Greeks start to think about their holidays, and a great many now can't afford a holiday in the first place, they could take some comfort from the next bailout tranche, but it's only making Greece's debt bigger and less sustainable. I'm John Carr in Athens for VAT Radio.